Now, we consider a very special perturbation where the perturbation only appears on the diagonal, which means actually you only perturb on each loop without interconnections, without perturbation between the loops. In this case, we can find the characteristic equation, which is a second order polynomial. And of course, for stability, we need both coefficients to be positive. And in this case, the stability region is plotted. And we see that the small rectangular shows that the minimum possible uncertainty we needed to destabilize our system. For example, if you have uncertainty delta 1, 1 equal to minus delta 2, 2 equal to 1 over square root of 1 plus a square, then the system can be destabilized. So this actually shows that if a is very, very large, then all you need is a very, very small perturbation to make the system unstable. And you can see that actually the big rectangle actually shows the stability region when if you use the single loop, a single input, single output stability analysis, you seem to have a huge stability region. But actually, in a multivariable case, that's not the case. The stability region actually depends on the size of A. The larger the A, the smaller the stability region you can get. So it's very dangerous, in some cases, to conclude the stability properties of a multivariable system using a single input, single output approach. So we do need to be very, very careful when we do the stability analysis for multivariable systems. And that's why we need a multivariable version of robust stability theory, which is developed in this course.